The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Well,
you
good
heard it here
morning.
First.
You heard it here first? Encore. Wow, this is so loud. My ears must be getting better. Oh, I think I could just turn it down. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every single Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning to serve you. WTBR 89.7 FM.
WSBR. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were going to say
Pittsfield Community Radio.
And WSBR from Lee, 88.1 on your radio dial.
And we are so happy to have that. And boy, they are busy there. Whatever that means. Yeah. We're so
Kudos
happy
to them.
That we have so many listeners. We just had a meeting and the station's doing well, but one thing we always need is money.
I was just going to say, should we say it out loud?
Yeah, yeah.
M-O-N-E-Y.
M-O-N-E-Y. So if you like the programs that WTBR brings to you, and there are several.
Oh, they have some great programs here.
And you would like to say kudos, you can send that greenback.
One or two.
Yes, to the station, and there are probably several ways, or two ways, or just one way to send it.
There's
and,
a donate button on the
app on the website,
isn't it? Okay,
you can do it there, or you can walk in. You can see the operation here.
Yeah,
I bet you could get a tour.
You might even get a program.
That's true. If you would like to do a program, if you think that you have something that you would like to share, we are here. Well, we aren't, but they are. We're volunteers.
They'll do it for you. Yeah.
They'll do it for you. They'll talk to you about it. But we can always use some greenback here. Yeah.
Did you know that it's Mary Wheat's 92nd birthday, October 12, and all she wants is cereal? For anyone who doesn't know, Mary Wheat is the founder and director of the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, formerly known as South Community Food Pantry. In honor of Mary's birthday, we are asking the community to donate a box of cereal that will be given out during pantry hours to our clients. Donations of cereal can be brought to the pantry, 110 South Street, Pittsfield, Monday through Thursday, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., or by appointment by calling Gretchen DeBartolo at 413-446-0703. Food insecurity is an ongoing problem that is soon to be worse as SNAP benefits are being drastically and food prices continue to rise. Please help us make Mary's birthday a happy one. Thank you for any one publicity you can give us.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I wonder if you can pick whatever cereal you want and bring. You don't have to let your mind say to you, only bring healthy cereal, only bring healthy cereal. You can kind of run out go on a limb and say, I'm going to get some really good stuff.
Chocolate nuts or something.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Cocoa Krispies.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't tried that.
But I know that there are people who will say, yes, Mucilex, yes.
No. That has too many side effects.
Grape nuts.
That's even worse.
So bring your cereal and help celebrate her birthday. We have another announcement to make. It is the Fall Festival Craft Fair at Berkshire Hills Country Club. It is October 19th. It's a Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Berkshire Hills Country Club invites you to our Fall Festival Craft Fair on Sunday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. 500 Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Come shop from over 30 local crafters featuring unique handmade clothing and accessories, seasonal decor, woodworking items, Christmas items, and much more.
There you go.
So hopefully you'll be able to make that.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right, quote of the day. Quote of the day. The Lord prefers common-looking people. That's why he made so many of them.
Ooh.
Abraham Lincoln.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a left-handed compliment.
I like it.
And I have three.
Oh, yay.
Riddles.
Yeah.
Well, they're not really riddles, but I give you three answers and you got to pick the right one.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
What city has the most taxi cabs in the world? Mexico City, New York, or Paris?
Oh. And there's an answer that you think, oh, that's obvious. But then you think, is this a twist? A twist? Okay, that's number one.
Number two, who grows the most pears in the world? The Philippines, the U.S., or China?
Okay. And number three.
Miguel Cervantes wrote Don Quixote in hospital, at home, or in prison?
Okay. We will repeat that the beginning of the second half of our show. And I can only tell you that I have never been able to buy a really good pear in the grocery store that's soft.
Really?
What are there's Bosch.
Leave them alone.
And let them ripen?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to wait?
Yeah. Don't put them in the fridge.
Why do we do that? Why do we buy fruit that is not refrigerated in the grocery store and put it in the fridge?
I don't know. Do you?
No. And tomatoes. They're not supposed to go in the refrigerator. And I bring them home, and what do?
Put them in the fridge.
Yes.
Well, you better stop that.
Isn't that strange?
No, it's not strange.
I wonder why we do that. Hey, are you planning to share that email that we received from Marie? Was that a plan?
Sure, if you've got it.
We're recording two shows today. Maybe in the middle, before we record the second show for another time, we'll look that up and share. She always has good stuff to share.
Yep.
All right.
What do you have?
I have how to be a good conversationalist at first.
That's good.
Yes. It came from a book that you gave me.
Okay.
And the first thing here says, look at the person speaking to you.
Makes sense. Look them in the eye.
It's impolite to be glancing down at your phone while someone is talking to you. Eye contact signals you are listening.
What is the thing that you either look to the left, you're lying, or you look to the right, you're not, or something like that?
Oh.
There's a reason, there's something behind that. I don't.
That if you want to know if someone's lying to you, you watch their eyes, and if they look one way, they're lying, and if they look the other way, they're not?
Yep.
We have to look that up. That could be very valuable.
It could be.
Yes. I think too, if you're uncomfortable making eye contact, you can look at the bridge of someone's nose, or you can look between their eyebrows, and they still think you're looking at their eyes. Like, where do you think I'm looking right now? Am I looking at your eyes? Does it look like I'm looking at your eyes? Or your nose?
Schnauz.
Yep. Okay. That's good. You really concentrated, yeah. But was it hard?
No.
It wasn't. Now, where am I looking now?
Behind me.
Speaking of behind Bev, the weekly count of the tissue boxes in here in the recording studio is 9 with a 10th box that's empty.
Yeah.
All 9 boxes are open with the tissue sticking out of the top. And it's such a mystery. Nobody here knows why those are here. 9 full-size tissue boxes.
Yeah.
And an empty one that's still here. So along with the nickel that we constantly leave here, there's a nickel that's been here. We have a clipboard that we sign in on. And there's this, first it was a penny, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it's a nickel now. And it's really funny because it stays there. Nobody takes it.
I'm waiting for it to be a dollar.
I think we need to take that nickel away and put a quarter there. See if somebody keeps adding. Or maybe we should add another nickel. See if we can get it so that whoever comes in here to record catches on and we start a little pile of change.
We got a bank account going on our desk.
So now we have to watch out for the nickel and we have to watch out for the empty tissue box and see if that has longevity as well.
Okay.
Okay.
What I have is weird stuff.
Just that's good.
One-liner type stuff.
And it's weird?
Well, I'm weird, so the things that I like, maybe.
Okay.
The fact that my entire body cracks like a glow stick whenever I move, yet refuses to actually glow, is very disappointing.
Are you having a lot of cracking?
A little crick and crack.
Crick and crack?
And, yeah.
But like a glow stick? Isn't that a funny analogy?
It wasn't mine.
I do know that you, when you break them, they crack.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can slam them.
Mm-hmm. Come prepared with icebreaker questions. This is how to be a great conversationalist.
So you got to make a list ahead of time?
In your head. You have to think. It takes some practice, but it works. If you're nervous about initiating a conversation, what was the first concert you ever went to? How would you spend $1 million?
Quickly.
If you could have any animal for a pet, what would that be and why? What's one thing you're better at than anyone else? So you would ask, these aren't things that you brag about and talk. You ask the other person these questions.
And they're saying, why are you giving me the third degree?
Well, you don't do them all at the same time.
I usually just start with, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah. And then they say, hi, good. How are you? And then you say, great. You know what? This morning my dog did the funniest thing. Do you have a pet? And then you know what happens?
You're off.
They're off. And you just listen. And you just add things and they tell you all about themselves.
Unless they said no.
That's true. And then you have to ask another question. Like, oh, really? Have you ever had one? You just keep on asking the questions.
Drill them.
Yeah. Be prepared. It makes you less nervous if you're ready.
Do you remember that time you, in fact, were not on mute?
Yes. Yep.
How many times has that happened?
Maybe just one time that might have been damaging. Have you ever sent an email to the wrong person?
Yes.
How'd that go?
They sent it back.
Was it destructive?
Of course not.
I once received an email from someone who was not happy with me.
And it wasn't for you?
And it was supposed to go, it was an email thread between her and I think her boss and me. And I used to do a lot of advertising and I wanted something very specific and I was being very picky about it.
Yeah.
And not mean, just very picky.
So okay. So
the proofs kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she replied. She slammed me and not nice. It Ooh. Came to me and her boss. So I just wrote back and said, I don't think this was meant for me. Oh, she really felt bad. And we had a conversation. I said, you know what? I get it. Don't worry about it. She's a really nice person. I got under her skin. And
I wonder how that could have happened.
she was wonderful about it. And but yeah, that can get you into some trouble. That did not get anybody in trouble, but it can get you in some trouble. You've got to be careful, and it's really hard, especially when you don't hang up your phone. You forget to hang up your phone. Why do we say hang up your phone when we don't hang it up anymore?
What should we say?
Turn it off, click it off, disconnect.
Push button.
Yeah, and why do we say dial? Well, I guess that, remember the little circle thing?
Oh, yeah.
But the hang up part is kind of funny because that came from us hanging that phone up on the wall or hanging it up on the, remember the little princess phones? Remember
quietly
those?
Quietly or...
slamming,
vehemently.
Which really felt good. You can't do that anymore.
No.
You can't slam your phone down.
You can't go offline showing your feelings anymore.
You can't. You can't.
Oh, my God.
You can't hang up on someone and slam it. That was really...
Well, you can hang up on someone.
But you can't slam it.
No.
Maybe they should invent a sound that you can push on your phone that makes it sound like you slammed it and makes you feel better. That'd be funny.
I would like that. I would like that.
That would be funny. All right.
He got fired from his job because he kept asking his customers whether they would prefer smoking or non-smoking. Apparently, the correct characters are cremation and burial.
Oh. That's funny. That's actually really funny. You know, in a
backhanded in a, way.
Yeah. Do another.
Today, I broke my personal record for most consecutive days lived.
Oh!
Caffeine is not enough anymore. I need to chew on a power line.
Oh, yeah.
I've had days like that.
Does caffeine help you?
It doesn't hurt me.
Does it make you have more energy?
No, it just tastes good.
Does it make you feel more awake?
Yeah, I think it does.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me. I just like it.
Well, I'll bet you one thing it does for you.
What?
Keeps you awake.
It doesn't.
Oh, good, because I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't do that. Tea never did. Well, I don't know that I drink a lot of coffee at night.
If you go out to eat or something, you do.
Have a coffee. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was about 40. Well, okay.
Just kind of, okay.
You know what happened? You want to know?
No. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
You said no. I worked in a real estate office, and the secretary had something on her desk that was hot and in a cup, and it smelled like vanilla. And I said, what are you drinking? And she said, coffee. I said, it doesn't smell like coffee. She said, oh, it's got vanilla creamer in it. And I said, that smells great. She said, do you want to taste it? I said, sure. And I did, and I was hooked. And it was the Coffee Mate vanilla creamer, and I was hooked.
Is that what you gave me that day I visited you?
Probably. Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Yes. So you can get oat milk ones. You can get now almond milk ones. You can still get the Coffee Mate vanilla creamer. They're all bad for you, but it really makes your coffee taste good. You can get caramel. You can get vanilla. You can get mocha, peppermint, all kinds of stuff to flavor your coffee. Peppermint's really good.
No.
Oh, it is. It's really good at Christmas time, especially. You can get pumpkin spice, just like you get at Dunkin' Donuts.
I've never had pumpkin spice.
Oh, Mark gets it.
Pumpkin.
Mark gets it. Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
That's hard to say.
Pumpkin. He likes it. They're having it right now because it's fall.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it, Mark.
Yeah. Well, no, he isn't. But Dunkin' Donuts is. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he went. We are really off. But that's my coffee story.
And you're sticking to it.
Yes. All right. Be a great conversationalist. Focus on similarities. Somehow, you and the person you're talking to wound up at the same party or event. Ask the person how they know the host. It's basic, but it beats talking about the weather.
I say, well, I don't know the host. I just broke in because it was a party and I wanted.
Really? Yeah, you can ask things like, how did you get involved in the organization? You know?
Well, that sounds kind of creepy.
How did you get involved in the organization?
That sounds like you're pushing for something.
No. I just said, hey, how did you hear about this club? Or, hey, how did you hear about this organization? What do you do here?
Just don't use the word organization. Because that makes it sound like...
Mafia?
Hey, what you doing? Yeah.
So say it in a nice... So use a different word.
Club or...
Club.
Business or...
All right. That's what I'll do next time.
People out there are wondering who you are. Okay, there was a nurse. She found a rectal thermometer in her pocket and thought, some idiot has my pen. Yay!
I'm not even going to talk about that.
Oh, you're going to get... Oh, this is a bad one. NASA is launching a satellite to say sorry to the aliens. They're calling it Apollo G.
Oh, gosh.
That was not...
Kind of clever.
Oh, I've got a new cardio thing now. It's called eye rolling.
What did you call it?
Eye rolling.
Of course, what did you say?
Cardio.
A cardio what?
Don't you do cardio exercises?
No.
Jumping jacks and all that.
You do that?
I try.
Good for you. What do you do with your eyes? Oh, she's doing... So she's doing... It's too bad we're not on TV. She's doing cardio exercises with her eyes. And actually, you're doing quite well.
Well, thank you.
They're really moving good. They're going on. So you said, was it when we were on the air or off the air when you talked about lying? Were we on the air already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you got something with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know if we were already on, and your eye thing reminded me of the left and the right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that would be really confusing. Yeah, what if you're cross-eyed? What if you do talk to someone and say, oh my gosh, okay, everyone, let me tell you what's happening here. Oh my goodness, I never ever knew. How long have I known you? I never knew you could do all that. So Bev can raise her eyes, lower her eyes, shift her eyes from left to right. She can cross her eyes. She can cross one eye. She can make one eye go to the left and one eye go to the right. Which one of these is false?
Did I really do that?
Well, I'm not going to say. I'm not.
Nobody's ever told me.
And you know what the thing is? She can do them fast. Bam, bam, bam. What? It's the most bizarre thing
so
to watch.
Talented, I tell you.
You should go on America's Got Talent. You'd at least be able to be on stage once. I don't think you'd make it to the next round.
No,
but you'd have
not.
Your day. I really need an encore at sometime, at some point. It's just so crazy.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right. Now, okay. How to be a great conversationalist. Listen,
yes.
Listen.
Ah.
The more actively you listen to the person, the likelier it is that you'll have natural follow-up questions or comments to make. And the more the conversation will flow. Listen, pay attention. Don't look around. So here's the key that I've learned. When I'm having a, and I don't know if this is, maybe it's me, having a conversation with someone and we're rolling around great, rolling good, and I notice that they're looking behind me, maybe at other people or just looking away, and I know it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So when I see that, I say, hey, well, hey, you know what? It was really good to talk to you. I'm going to go over and get myself a burger or a coffee or whatever. But she's not looking at me right now. She's looking all around the room. And you know what's funny? When you did that?
What?
When you started to do that, I didn't know you were joking. And, well, I hope you were. And I started to get anxious inside, like I needed to wrap it up. But that's okay. But see, that just shows that it does.
I did it on purpose.
I know, but there's that trigger where I saw, Bev's kind of looking out the window here.
No, that would be going.
Yeah. But that's a key. If you're talking, either someone's just tuned you out or not paying attention anymore, or you're not interesting anymore, or whatever, and just wrap it up and move along. Go get a snack.
Or you get the dead stare.
Oh, yeah. And no response.
Yeah. Okay. If you have an iPhone, which you do, I think.
I do.
Tell Siri very slowly, I see a little silhouette of a man. Just try it, I dare you.
Okay. Hey, Siri. I see a little silhouette of a man. It would be good if I turned the volume up on my phone. I turned it on. Let's try it one more time. I see a little silhouette of a man. Sorry, there was a problem. We're going to do this. Okay, hold on. We're going to let her die. Okay. Hey, Siri. I see a little silhouette of a man. Well, she's not saying it, but it says, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Is she supposed to say it?
I don't know
that Siri...
Does Siri talk?
I don't know. You know what? I don't think Siri talks.
Well, that was fun.
Hey, Siri.
Do you speak?
I see a little silhouette of a man. It says, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? I wonder if you can do that with Alexa.
I don't know.
I bet you can. Alexa has changed voices. I don't like it.
I don't know what it sounds like, so.
Well, I want the old voice. I am not good with change. For those of you that have Alexa in your homes, if you have an Alexa device that has changed voices and then you get a choice of voices, you have to email us at stuffingforus@gmail.com. Taking a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
WTBR.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Siri just talked to me during the break.
Siri,
I asked Siri what my name was, and the voice said my name.
Yeah.
So it talks. We'll try this after.
Okay.
To see if we can get that to sing. Maybe we could get it to sing the whole song. What does Scaramouche, Scaramouche mean? Scaramouche, Scaramouche, do you do the very thunder and lightning, very, very lightning? That whole song. Oh, you muted me?
I don't know where we're going.
Okay, we're not going.
Okay. I didn't mean, I'm sorry.
We were talking about Alexa, but right now what we were going to do is we're going to do your riddle. Your riddles.
Number one. What city has the most taxi cabs in the world? Mexico City, New York, or Paris? And who grows the most pears in the world? The Philippines, the U.S., or China? And Miguel Cervantes wrote Don Quixote in hospital, at home, or in prison?
So I'm trying to... Don Quixote was the guy on the horse?
Yep.
And what was the story?
Oh, don't ask me.
What was the...
It's been so long since I read it.
Okay. And I never read it.
Well, then this could be a turning point for you.
Okay. I think my mother read it. But no, I never read it. I may have... It was a play, right? And then was it a movie?
It was a movie. I don't know who starred in it.
I just know there was a song that was popular that I liked.
From Don Quixote?
Yeah. I might think of it.
All right.
So, we did listen. We're going to do the rest of Great Conversationalists.
Okay.
Stay positive. Avoid negative or potentially negative subjects with someone that you've just met.
Yeah, that's pretty wise information.
So don't talk politics.
Religion.
Don't talk about all your ailments. Okay.
Surgeries to come.
Yeah, or past. Yeah, we don't want the history of surgeries or. Keep it light and fun. Even if you head into serious territory, try not to be overly critical, judgmental, or hyperbolic.
Hey, I'm getting my cataracts done pretty soon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Are you having one at a time or both?
No, they both have, you have to do it one at a time.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Are you having it done locally? Berkshire Eye Center?
Berkshire Eye Center or Greenfield or, you know, somewhere around here.
Or Canada?
Canada.
I know there's people that went to Canada. Well, are they going to put lenses in?
Yeah.
Oh, you may not have to wear glasses anymore.
I know.
Yeah. If I have cataract surgery, I will lose my nearsightedness. I'm nearsighted, which I love, but I'll lose that. And I'll have to wear reading glasses, but nothing for distance.
Well, I'm farsighted, so.
You're good.
I don't want to lose my glasses because after you wear glasses for a certain time, you get bags under your eyes.
Okay.
And once you take the glasses off, everyone can see them.
You can get glasses with clear frames. You can buy them in the store. You can buy them for $10.
Kind of defeats the purpose of getting the cataract done, doesn't it?
Well, you're talking about vanity, my dear. We must improve.
Do you see what's going on here?
No. We're having a conversation.
Yes, but which one did you just read?
I read Keep It Positive. I was keeping it positive. You talked about bags.
What's the rest of it?
Oh, Keep It Fun and Light. Was it fun and light? Even if you head into serious territory, don't be overcritical, judgmental, or hyperbolic. Isn't that a chamber?
No.
A hyperbolic chamber?
It could be. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's a chamber that you are put in if you need some kind of medical hyperbolic chamber. I know my sister right now. She's screaming it out. She is. She's telling us, like we can hear it,
yeah,
what the hyperbolic chamber is for.
What is it, Patty?
Okay.
Oh, I didn't quite catch that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
You know, I want to share something quick. My lovely sister is a door dasher.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing door dashing.
Yep.
And loving it.
She's crazy.
Loves it. And it's really cool. It's really cool to hear her stories and everything about door dashing. It's fun.
We should door dash her.
I thought of that. I thought, how do we... I asked her the other day, if I wanted to have you deliver, can you do that? She said, you know, I don't know. So I've never door dashed. I've never ordered anything and had it dashed to my door. But I thought about that today because we're doing two shows today.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, wouldn't that be cool if we figured out how to have her door dash something to us, like a copier.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
All right.
Pete the Serial Flasher was thinking of retiring, but he's going to stick it out for another year.
He's the what?
You didn't get it.
He's a serial flasher? Like cereal?
No.
Oh!
It's all right, folks.
See?
It's succinct.
See?
It takes a while sometimes.
My head did not go there. All right.
That's one of the reasons I included it.
Oh. Yeah, didn't go there. I actually, no. I was thinking of cereal like uh-huh. Cocoa Puffs. Uh-huh. Raisin Bran. I didn't get it.
My wife calls to tell me she saw a fox on the way to work. I asked her how she knew it was on its way to work. She hung up on me.
That's the literal thinkers. The literal thinkers. I was on... I was near Eastover, right in front of the gate, driving. Three bears, three of them, all in the road, on the line. Three bears.
Just sitting there?
Yep. They're standing up.
Yeah.
And the closer I got, I slowed down, obviously. They didn't go away. They just stared at me. And I tried to fumble to get my camera, and then they ran away. But I was really happy because there were other cars, too,
uh-huh.
that saw it. And it was just, I know we have bears. I get it. I know we have bears. But it's three bears
What is that, mama and the kids?
It seemed like a mama and maybe an older kid or maybe another bear and then a baby.
Yeah. Four?
What?
Four of them?
Three. Okay. Mama and I don't know who the other one was, obviously. I didn't look that close to find out their sex. So it was just really cool. And we had three bears in our driveway about maybe 2 months ago. And we caught it on the camera.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, is it the same family?
They know
you. Still out there looking. Well, this was in Lenox.
That's all right. They're traveling around. Oh, my gosh. And they know where you are.
It's really, really cool. All right. That's my bear story. Be empathetic when you're talking to people.
Aw.
Remember that people get passionate about things that are close to them, often for very personal and sometimes private reasons. Try to see the other person's position from a place of empathy, sensitivity, and understanding.
Walk in their shoes.
These are good.
Yeah, they make sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, think of a number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Add 32 to it.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Multiply the sum by 2.
Okay.
And subtract by 1.
Okay.
Now close your eyes.
Okay.
It's dark, isn't it?
What?
That's great. That's so good. Hey, everybody. That's great. You have to use that on somebody today. Because I was doing the math. You saw me, right? I was writing it down, and I thought, oh, I know where this is going. She's going to tell me the answer is 75, and I'm going to go, what? And then she's going to give me another try, and we're going to do it again, and the answer is going to be 75. And I'm going to go, what? And then third time, and I'm going to go, what? And it didn't happen that way. I don't want to forget that. I don't want to forget that. Okay.
Think of a number between... No. Oh. I just bought a pen that writes underwater. It writes other words, too.
Oh, gosh.
I love it.
That'd be... Now, if you made it a... If you said to somebody, here, take this pen and write underwater, they would probably try figuring that out, like filling up a sink.
Yeah.
And that's really clever.
And then you say, well, it writes other words as well.
Yes. That's very good. I like it. Okay.
Due to personal reasons, I'm evil now.
What?
It was funnier when I first read it. It's not funny anymore.
No, it's not.
I don't know. It just struck me the right way. If you don't want the truth, don't ask me. If you want it sugar-coated, go eat a donut.
Huh?
That's getting kind of...
That's not funny. That's not your fault.
No. No, I thought that was funny.
Oh, they're saying I'm not going to sugarcoat it. So you have to go get a donut that's sugar-coated.
All right, try this one.
Mm-hmm.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels infest the body of a person who screws up your day and make their arms too short to scratch.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
right. Yeah. All right. You redeemed yourself. Yes. How to be a great conversationalist?
Yes.
Rehearse beforehand. Rehearse.
How do you know you're going to meet this particular person?
Well, here, let's see what it says. If you know you'll be encountering someone with whom you've clashed with in the past, practice a few innocuous statements like, let's agree to disagree. That's a popular one. Yep. Or, I know we don't see eye to eye on this topic, but I bet we can agree that blank, Jerry, throws an awesome party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, don't talk to that person. I'm sorry. Go go talk to somebody else, but...
Just give them the evil stare.
Well, no. yeah, that's a challenging one. That's a challenging one. But if you rehearse, you come out the better person, right?
Right.
So if anyone would like me to send you a copy of this, if you think you need help, you can email us. I have the whole page. I'll scan it. I'll email it to you. I'll text it to you if you want it.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yep.
We'll look forward to it.
It's a good page. It's a good page. All right.
We're almost done.
You sounded like a doctor. We're almost done.
Whatever you're doing today, do it with the confidence of a 4-year-old in a Batman t-shirt.
Love it. Love it.
That's the only way to go.
How about it? I was watching a little kid the other day. He was outside with his, I think it was his grandpa, and he had one of those little plastic lawnmowers. This little kid was probably 3, maybe even younger. It was so cute. And the leaves are all over the lawn, and the little boy is pushing the lawnmower along the lawn, and the grandpa's walking behind him. And I looked at that little kid, and I said, wow, when he's an adult, I'll be dead.
Oh, my God. That's not where I thought you were going.
No, what I really thought. I just thought, how innocent is that? That little boy thinks he's mowing the lawn, and he's loving it, and that's his world. And he doesn't, he's not.
He's going to look back and remember Grandpa.
He's not affected at that age by anything other than this innocent little wonderful world.
That we know of.
This little kid. Yeah, hopefully, yes. And I thought, man, when that little kid is grown up, what is the world going to be like? We're probably,
He won't know about hanging up a phone either.
Maybe there won't even be phones. Maybe it'll be something else.
We'll have discs.
No, I won't get one. I'd never get that. Oh.
I don't know.
Never. Mm-mm.
Give me superpowers.
No.
Try on this one. The peace I feel without your presence in my life is worth being the villain in yours.
Ooh.
Isn't that took me, I read that twice before it went, oh.
Well, for the sake of others, read it again. Since you had to read it twice, you read it slowly, so I caught it. I caught it.
The peace I feel without your presence in my life is worth being the villain in yours.
Wow. Don't know how I feel about that.
It's kind of heavy duty.
Got to have the what?
Heavy duty.
Heavy duty. Very heavy duty. Very, yeah.
What did one DNA say to the other DNA? Do these jeans make me look fat?
Cute.
What do you call a hippie's wife? Mississippi.
You look like you just won an Oscar. Mississippi. Oh, gosh. So, how do you be a good guest when you go somewhere? How do you be a good guest? So the very first thing you do to be a good invited guest is RSVP.
Oh, I was going to say, don't get there too early.
Well, that may be in here. That may be in here. Respond sooner than later so the hosts can plan accordingly. And I know sometimes we don't know if we're going to be able to make it. But as soon as you know, respond. Yeah. Let them know you're
coming. Don't say, sure, I'll come. And then 2 days later, oh, wait, I can't. And then two days later say, oh, yeah, now I can.
Oh, yeah. Or say you're coming and then don't show up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's tough. Because, you know, your person, your host or your hostess is
that's planning. That's a biggie.
No, planning. Okay.
Life is short. Take the trip. Eat the cake.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What the hell?
Yes. Yes. We were away, and we were at a dinner, and the lady next to me was gluten-free, and she was dairy-free or very sensitive or whatever. So all her meals that we saw her have were special. Uh-huh. So we had this banquet, and the dessert came out, and it was a turtle, you know, a chocolate turtle cheesecake. I'm serious, serious, serious. This was one of the top five desserts I've ever had in my life that were awesome.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And everybody loved it. And she's sitting there with her bowl of fruit that they brought her.
Oh.
And it was adorable because she said, you know what? I'm going to eat the cake, the cheesecake. It's worth it. It's worth the ramifications, you know, whatever's going to happen. And she did. She ate half, and it was creamy. It was room temperature, which is really nice for cheesecake. It had the caramel and all the turtle stuff and the chocolate. And then there was a little chocolate or raspberry puddle next to it, and they put drips of chocolate and made the little chocolate hearts by dragging the tool through and made these hearts on your plate. So
the turtle did a doo-doo.
Yeah, that's what happened. And the presentation was great. And she did what you said. Eat the cake.
Yep. Once in a while.
Not every day.
No.
But eat the cake.
Eat the cake.
Have the ice cream.
Yeah.
Pie.
Ooh, I got chocolate ice cream at home.
So yum. When you go, yum, what brand?
I don't remember.
Is it creamy?
It is.
Is it good?
Yes.
Yum. Hey, come bearing a gift, bringing a trinket of appreciation, flowers, a bottle of wine, or some baked goods. It's a gracious way to say thank you.
That is a nice thing.
Yes, yeah, sometimes nice I forget thing. To do that.
But you know what's not a nice thing? We're done.
We're done.
So, what city has the most taxicabs in the world?
Okay.
Mexico City, New York City, or Paris?
Mexico City.
Why do you think so?
Because I think their taxicabs in some of their towns might be like bicycle things, since they might be considered taxis.
Ah.
And that would increase...
Actually, you're right.
Is that right? Is the reason right?
It just says 60,000 of them.
Okay.
They have 60,000 cabs in Mexico City.
Wow.
I thought you'd go for New York.
I thought I would too, but then I thought a little more.
And my thought was a thinker.
Yeah.
Who grows the most pears in the world? The U.S., the Philippines, or China?
Philippines.
China.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know any of it. Just guessed.
So was Keith. No, I have to read the whole thing or I don't pronounce it right. Miguel Cervantes wrote Don Quixote in prison, in hospital, or at home?
Prison.
Ta-da!
Kind of thought that. I wasn't sure. It was kind of a, I think that's right, but a guess. So I wonder how you all did at home, in your cars, at work. Hope you did well. Hope you got them right. Because you win.
A whole big fat nothing. Zero. Squash. us. Just hand it in. Don't worry about it. It ain't coming to you. We got things to do.
All right.
Views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.